marriage.
Ryan and Heidi are newlyweds with a baby on the way. And Ryan has questions. Is this grounds for divorce?
And it's brought to you by Adam, protecting men's rights in divorce and custody issues for over 30 years. Call 248-356-ADAM. 248-356-ADAM. Dude, I don't know what's going on today. I apologize. If you hear me a little scattered today, I ate too many carbs yesterday and I crashed.
All right.
Strap in.
We're having fun.
I know.
So we're live.
We're live. You guys live?
Oh, yeah. If you can't figure that out after this morning.
So this was a very just innocuous conversation. I just threw it at you that you need to do something for Heidi on Sunday, May 8th, which is also known as
Mother's Day.
That you need to get her something for Mother's Day.
Yeah, I did not expect it to cause what it has caused.
So the question is?
The question is, do I need to get Heidi a Mother's Day gift, even though the baby's not here yet?
Right, because baby's due date is May 27th.
Right.
248-398-9279. I think you do. You got to do something nice as a gesture for Heidi to say to her, you know, you love her, and you can't wait to see what kind of mom she's going to be. You know she's going to be amazing, yada, 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 yada.
Right.
Something. However, comma, your mom is really against this.
Yes. This is part of my mom's long list of superstitions. So she said, absolutely not. You do not get her a baby yet, or a gift yet. The baby is not here. Next year is her first Mother's Day. It's bad luck to do it before the baby's born.
What do you guys think? 248-398-9279. Is this bad luck?
And I wasn't planning on doing anything for her.
Yeah, I kind of leaned on you a little bit.
Right. We talked about it, and I kind of went, all right, maybe I should. But at first, I wasn't planning to at all. I had that kind of same mindset as next year will be her first Mother's Day.
Do you get a gift for Heidi for Mother's Day, even though the baby won't be here until the end of May? 248-398-9279 is her house phone. And the other part of this question is, it's bad luck. Are you jinxing something? How do you feel about this after your mom? Because your mom's pretty fired up about it.
Yeah, and I'll be honest. After she said that to me, I agree with her. We've had a few things along the way, like nobody would buy clothes until Heidi bought the first piece of clothing.
Really?
Yeah, because everybody was nervous. It's like there's another superstition that you can't buy the baby clothes till a certain date.
I've never heard
and
that
I'm
one.
All weird on superstitions and stuff
you
to
are.
Begin with, so
yeah.
This one really got into my head.
Yeah. Hey, John, welcome into Big Jim's house. How you doing, bud?
Hey, morning, guys. What's happening?
You
real
are.
Good, man. Real good on my way to work.
So you got some advice for Ryan?
Yeah, well, she's not a mom yet. She's a pre-mom. So,
okay.
You know, don't go overboard. Go overboard on the next year on Mother's Day. But this year, you know, just take her out to dinner, maybe rub her feet, get her some flowers, make her feel appreciated, you know?
There you go.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Oh, yeah, no problem, guys. You know, I love listening to you guys every morning. And, Jim, remember these two words again. Bacon lasagna. You guys have a great day.
Don't do that to me, man. Okay. It's Zach, our window washer. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Not too bad, guys. How you guys doing today?
Good. Advice for Ryan?
Yeah, you screw up enough. Why not take the shot and make her smile at least once?
Make her smile at least once.
Sound like she's miserable with me.
As you are, but I understand. So,
is it a jinx? Is he doing something? Are you tempting the fates by buying her a Mother's Day gift before the baby's born?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So
it'll
you don't
make
think
her
so.
Smile, and as much as we all know that he screws up.
It's funny how it all keeps coming back.
I know.
That. Yeah. Based on previous grounds for divorce, Ryan's going to screw it up anyway. Thank you, Zach. Hey, be safe out there today, man.
All right, you guys too. And hey, Big Jim, we all know we're all in that same boat. So why not?
Oh, okay. There you go, bud.
Bye. See you, man.
I think that was a compliment, or I don't know if that was a compliment or a shot at you.
I don't know.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, I think he's nice and then hammers me with one.
A baby on the way makes a mother, I have to say. Wow.
I know. Nice riddle.
So Amy did text in, by the way, 248-398-9279. If you just joined us for Grounds for Divorce, I leaned on Ryan to get Heidi something for Mother's Day. and your mom said, don't do that. She's not a mom yet. You're tempting the fates.
Right. And I have not heard Heidi's response. I'll get a text here. I usually like to wait till she hears it so I can get a real-time message from her.
So what do you do? 248-398-9279 is our house phone. 248-398-WCSX. Amy, the minute we conceive, we start mothering that child. Check Hallmark. I think they have mother-to-be cards. I think they do. I believe her that they have mother-to-be cards at the Hallmark.
And honestly, I agree with that. I mean, she's been with this baby for eight and a half months now. Right. I agree with that. I just am now like, oh, yeah, the baby's not here yet, so want to be safe and not jinx anything when it comes to it.
I love Rick in Riverview.
I know.
And Crocs. She's already a mom. The baby's there and she's caring for him. Stop being so cheap and get her a little something. So are you jinxing it by doing that? Your mom's pretty fired up about it.
Yeah, she said you do not.
You just don't do that.
No. And this comes from her mom and her aunt. She was telling me, she goes, they would never allow that to happen.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? So does Ryan get Heidi something for Mother's Day, or just leave it alone and wait till the baby's here? Don't do it. What's your gut telling you?
See, obviously I grew up around my mom, and I know all of these superstitions that she's about, and we had it when it came to the clothes. I'm leaning more towards waiting until next year to get her something.
Okay. Karen, good morning.
Hey, morning, Jim. Morning, Ryan.
Morning.
She sounded sad when she said your name. Good morning, Ryan.
What's up?
So what should he do?
No, he should get her a mother-to-be card. I did it for my sister, and it does brighten up the day. And you got to look at it this way. You do a baby shower before the baby.
Right.
And you get all those gifts.
Yeah, that's true.
No different.
That's a great point.
That is true.
Why have a baby shower?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, if you're going along those same superstition lines, then yeah.
So, Karen, hold on real quick. Anyone who bought Ryan and Heidi a gift, return it.
No.
So that's what you just agreed with that. So, yeah, return it. You don't have to give him a gift. Return it. Okay. Well, what do you think, Ryan?
So, yeah, I agree. He should at least get her a card and just a little something saying thank you. Because, yeah, she's been the mom and the parent, and he's just been being supportive this whole time. So keep supporting her and get her a little card and just something special.
Thank you.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
Great call. Karen, you have a wonderful morning.
Thanks. You guys, too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Sarah sent an email. Nope, the baby isn't born yet, and the kid should give the gift, not the other parent. Next year, the baby can buy something for her as the first Mother's Day. But acknowledge the day this year with something nice, a pre-Mother's Day. So, like, do something before Mother's Day. Take it like the dinner thing. Highland House, right?
Right.
She wants to go there. Maybe. Take her out there for dinner.
Okay.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just giving suggestions. I sound like it's really, this is what you're going to do.
No, no, no. It's all good suggestions because, like, why we do this, I don't know. Dawn had a nice text. She goes, Ryan, get her a card from Danny DeVito, the puppy dog.
Oh, that's true. Danny might be upset. We still don't know how he's going to react to the whole baby thing in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was your first child.
He definitely was.
Right. Yeah. And the baby doesn't know how to pee in the backyard. The dog does. Just saying. Hey, Dave, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? First and foremost, my youngest daughter just turned 18 today, so happy birthday, Allie.
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Allie.
Ryan, I don't care if they're saying don't get her a gift. They're setting you up for failure. Do it.
Okay.
If you know what's good for you, do it. Or you're going to end up paying child support for 18 years.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Dang.
Wow. Are you speaking from experience here? Oh, he hung up. I think that was a...
I dropped the mic, huh?
That was. Just walk off, Dave. Hey, Dale, what's going on?
Hey, I think he should buy her a card and some flowers. And in the card, thank you very much for the baby we're going to have.
See, there you go.
Just a little pre-Mother's Day.
And someone, Amy or someone texted in earlier and said there are pre-Mother's Day cards.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Cards. I didn't know that.
I think there are.
Thank you, Dale. Have a good morning.
You're welcome.
You be. Have you heard from Heidi yet?
I haven't. I'm going to text her.
Well, don't text her. How do you know she's awake right now?
Because she better be. She starts work at 7. Bills aren't going to pay themselves.
Wow. Our 13-year-old Ryan, I love that one. She's been mothering you for a year. You should have gotten one. Got her one last year.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Go to school.
Big Dan, I like this one. Make it a Mother-to-Be Appreciation Day. Let her know how special she is and how much you appreciate all the things she's doing for your new addition. Tell her how special her first Mother's Day will be with a little to spend. Little to spend with. Okay. Nice. So
I like that because you're not really calling it Mother's Day.
Right. It's a Moms-to-Be Day. So you take her out to dinner and do something like that and tell her how special she is.
Oh, the three dots are coming in.
From the Heidi?
Yeah, this must be a long one, though, because they've been going for a minute.
Oh, no. Or she's texting somebody else. I'm going to kill this guy. 248-398-9279. Make her a tuna fish sandwich with no pickles for Mother's Day. What a great callback.
Wow.
That is an epic callback to something a couple months ago. That is fantastic. What a great... If you don't know, Heidi was watching you make a tuna fish sandwich and didn't like the fact that, she wanted you to put pickles in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wasn't eating it.
Because she can't, because she's pregnant.
Right.
And you got mad at her because she was telling you how to cook. That's an amazing callback. No, you don't give her a gift. She's not your mom. Next year, the new baby will get her a gift. That's the other point. All right. Ryan, you were parents from day one. She deserves to be pampered. People text
her. She's pampered every day by me.
It's not grounds for divorce. It's not in line. Dude, I don't know. I your mom seems to be pretty passionate about this, and you honestly, she's technically not a mom. You should do a mom's mom-to-be day or something like that.
Now, she did text me back. Should I reveal it?
Yeah, go for it.
She said... No, do not get me a Mother's Day. I'm not a mother yet. We'll wait until next year, along with this text, when the baby can buy me a gift. But, ... I better get a push present. That was on there. So she's with my mom on this. She thinks it's like a weird superstition thing.
Okay.
So
is this push present really a thing?
I don't
get this.
Her friend just had a baby, and her husband got her a push present, like a diamond ring. Whoa.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like a new add-on to her wedding ring.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
If you guys don't know, push presents, apparently, explain to everybody what a push present is.
It's a gift you give to your wife after she has the baby.
At the hospital.
At the hospital. So she doesn't want a Mother's Day gift this year. She wants a push present, though.
John, is that what you were saying? Yeah. He should get him a get her a push present?
Yep, that's what I was saying.
But a diamond, really? So this is like a thing. Everyone gives a push present.
Yep, it's a thing. I did it 11 years ago for my little girl.
Okay.
Now, you know what?
What?
She always leaves me hints when she wants stuff.
Yeah.
And there was a coach ring on my search history the other day. On my laptop.
Yeah. Look at you paying attention to details.
I noticed it. Like, why is this on here?
Right.
Oh, so she was throwing that out there. That's what she needs is the push press.
Porn, push ring. Porn. Okay, got it. Okay.
Push ring. Yeah. Which, I don't
coach
know.
Coach ring. Porn. Yeah. On the search history.
Yes, it was that ring.
Why are you clearing your search history there, Ryan? Is that what you want to talk about? Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Bye. Sounds like I just wanted to call about the push press. I didn't mean to get in the middle.
Yeah, what'd you guys get me into?
Hi, Pam.
Hey, I think Ryan should get her a push present, and he should get it an emerald in a piece of jewelry because that's the baby's birth month.
Oh, does she like emerald?
I don't know.
His head's going to explode. Wait, we gave him, okay.
It's not something she has to wear every day. I mean, you could get it in a ring or a necklace or, a bracelet. But that way she'll have something for the month that the baby was born.
I didn't even realize this. She's just a massive fan of green in general.
Right.
So her wedding ring is this exact color. Wow, I could team it up.
There you go.
Dang. Good suggestion.
There you go. Emerald is great.
So what if we got but what about beer instead? Because, you're going to be thirsty after delivering the baby if you had, a 12-pack there.
Yeah, that's a sub sandwich.
Yeah, like a cooler?
That's a whole different story. My grandmother drank 2 beers a day when she was nursing. Doctor said it was good for the baby.
We've heard that.
See?
Yep. Drinking beer is good for you.
It's something you can share in because it's been 9 months since you've shared anything. So thank you, Pam.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we're on to push presents.
Wow.
I don't get it. Okay. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Ryan's present to her is the push present is the baby. That's his best present he could give her.
So he doesn't need to get her a push present.
Look at that.
Yeah, he already did.
Good. There, I like you, Chuck. Chuck, thank you for calling.
You have a great day.
You too, man. Hold on. People are fired up about Tina. Are you calling about a push present?
I am.
And is it a good idea, bad idea, or what do you think?
I feel that the push present is your actual baby. I have 3 kids myself. I didn't get any push presents.
I don't get this.
I don't know if it's a recent in the last 10 years or so, but everybody I know, you know, got a lot of friends who are going through the same stages as me and my wife, and they've all done it. They've all given a push present.
Well, I feel cheated then. My oldest is 12, and I didn't get any push presents with any of my 3.
Oh, man.
But I feel that the push present is the baby.
Thank you. It's the greatest blessing of all. Heidi doesn't need a ring.
Exactly.
Don't worry about it. We got that. Tina, you're awesome. Appreciate you listening in the morning, too.
Thanks. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
So, now we're talking about push presents. Should Ryan get Heidi a push present?
Yeah, because it seems like the Mother's Day thing, she's full out on that.
That's a no.
That's a no.
You'll jinx the baby thing because the baby's not due until May 27th.
Yeah.
But she's actually told you she wants a push present.
Yes.
What if you just did salt and pepper and said, push it real good. Yo, 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 baby, yo.